Welcome to another episode of 21st Century Culture. Joining us today is Trey, Ben, and Eric. Our first topic is gaming of 2018 and 2017.
So, gaming is a pretty hot topic right now. There have been lots of debates and major consoles coming out in games. We are going to interview me, Trey, and Eric about gaming and its consoles, and if they're excited about any new releases. So, Trey, what is your favorite game right now?
It's a mix between NBA 2K18 and Fortnite, but I think I'm playing Fortnite more often right now because I've just been playing with a lot more friends, and 2K18 just, like, is kind of dialing down since it's almost over.
So, that's a pretty good game. I think that's a lot of people's favorites. So let's turn to your favorite console. What is your favorite console right now?
Since I am an Xbox One owner, I'm going to have to say Xbox because I'm just really used to the controls already. And I mean, I do play on PS4 a good amount when I go to friends' houses, but I think right now Xbox is my favorite console. And also between Nintendo Switch, but I think the most, like the one that's doing well right now is PS4.
Ah, I see. So you just mentioned Nintendo Switch. Are you aware that Fortnite is coming out on Nintendo Switch?
No, actually, but I'm really excited, since I'm hearing that now, maybe I'll download it, and, I mean, it sounds, like, really fun, and I guess I'd be able to play Fortnite on an airplane, that's always cool, so.
So, are you excited about any new releases coming up, like Black Ops 4 or Doom Eternal?
I'm really excited for Black Ops 4, because, they added the new Battle Royale type of thing, just kind of like Fortnite, and I think it's a really good update, and I'm very excited for it.
Yeah. So, what game do you think is the most successful right now?
Obviously, Fortnite is doing very well. They're having a lot of popular updates, and updates are happening constantly, and they're all very good, and I think that Fortnite is doing very well and will last for a little bit longer.
Are you excited about any new Fortnite updates? Like, I heard the Thermoscoped Assault Rifle came out yesterday, and they're releasing some new skins for the 2018 World Cup. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, I am. The skins look very cool, and I do like the Assault Rifle in the game. And I think that Fortnite is doing really good with new skins, especially for the World Cup and what they did for the championship in the finals for basketball. So, yeah.
Okay, that's Trey, and we're going to go over to Eric right now. Eric, what is your favorite game right now?
There's many really good games going on, but I think Fortnite is one of the biggest because Fortnite is literally going everywhere, and when I mean everywhere, all around the United States. And I play many times, mostly in the weekend because I go with my friends and play it. And I think the next game that is really good, but you know, Fortnite is better. I really like Call of Duty. Call of Duty World War II is still a good game, but I'm still playing Infinite Warfare because it's really high tech and I really love it. And because I heard Black Ops 4 is coming out, I am really excited to play it with the new Battle Royale mode, and I hope to buy it soon.
So, that was your favorite video games, and you're excited for the new Black Ops 4 because the new Battle Royale multiplayer. What is your favorite console right now?
Consoles. There's many types, and right now, it's the Switch, because the Switch, there's not that much heard about, like, any new games, but, like, Fortnite is going on Switch. I saw many announcements, and I am really excited. But other than Switch, I really love PlayStation 4. PlayStation 4 is the one I have right now, and Nintendo Switch, but PlayStation 4 is the one that I play, like, every day.
Heard about Black Ops 4 coming out, but I think you told me earlier before we recorded this that you really like Doom. Are you excited about Doom
Eternal coming out?
Oh, yes. I played Doom 1 and 2, but I did not play the 3 because it was really laggy and I couldn't play that much. But Doom 4, I played on the Switch, and it was really good. I really loved it. And Doom 5 was so good, the trailer for E3, and I loved it. The new skin, like, it's the one original, and I think it's the best skin I've ever seen for the Doom.
My favorite game right now, me, Ben, Fortnite is really good, like most people think, and most people say it is really good. My favorite console right now is PS4, but I'm hoping to get a PC, because there is, more games on the PC, because, like, there's exclusives for Xbox and Microsoft, and Windows is made by Microsoft, so, like, Sea of Thieves is one that's exclusive on PC and Xbox. I thought the Doom Eternal looked really cool, and the Black Ops 4. I've played some Black Ops before, like Black Ops 3 and Black Ops 2, and I really like those, so I'm pretty excited. And they added a new Battle Royale feature on it, so that's pretty exciting. And that's it for the gaming section.
This next topic is sponsored by Play60. The encouragement to get you to play outside for 60 minutes or more. So, this next topic, after we just talked about playing video games, we are talking about the healthy amount you should be playing electronics, the honest amount you play on electronics a day, the healthy amount you should be going outside, and the honest amount you go outside and what you could change or, like, just fix in general. So, first we're going to go off to Ben. Ben, how many hours on a day-to-day basis are you spending outside? Around, because sometimes you can be outside, like, 3 hours, sometimes you can be outside, like, less or more. So what's the main range that you're outside on a day-to-day basis?
Well, we have recess, and I get here pretty early in the morning at school, because my brother goes to Lane Tech, and my dad's work is in the suburbs. So I spend a good hour, 30 minutes out here in the morning, and I stay here around, like, 7, 6:30, 6:45 after school ends. And my travel soccer team just ended last week, so we won the championships, though. So, I'm still playing soccer, like World Cup, after school. Speaking of World Cup, I'm pretty excited of the FIFA World Cup that is coming up. So I think you should, honestly play video games, like, 2 hours or less a day, because you don't want to go, like, 5 hours and waste the day. So, yeah, I think you should go outside, play sports, go outside for a healthy amount, and don't play video games that much.
All right, Ben, your final question is, how long do you think you should be outside on a day-to-day basis that's a healthy amount?
Well, during school days, I think around 5 to 6 or more hours. You can't go outside that much on school days because you're in school all day. And on...
What do you think a healthy amount would be for kids?
A healthy amount for kids, like, as I said, 5 or 6 or more hours, because you want to go strong. And on the weekends, I think you should just go outside as much as you can, especially if it's warm weather, like right now. If you don't go outside that much on the winter, that's okay, but definitely go outside a lot in the summer.
Thanks, Ben. Now we're going to move to Eric. Eric, how often are you playing video games a day?
I play video games a lot, but the max in the day, I play 2 hours, but once it's the weekend,